Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
Chicago bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And this is our 16th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're celebrating with our good friends, including our good friend Steve Forbes, who's with us right now. Steve is the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine, the author of a number of books, former presidential candidate, now just an insider of trouble. Instigator, is that what you called yourself one time, Steve?
Yep.
He says he's having more fun being an instigator than being a candidate. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. A while back, earlier this year, you and I were together, and I said, Steve, what's it going to take to get this country back on track so that it looks like what most of us think it should look like, which is not how it looks right now? And you said it's going to have to come from the grassroots. It won't come from the top down. It's going to come from the bottom up. And I'd like for you to expand on that answer with regard to what you think is going to happen in 2014 and 2016.
I think you're going to see a replay of what you saw, even with more emotion, that you saw in 2010. And while the mainstream tries to disparage the Tea Party as if it was one group, it's actually hundreds of groups, independent
right.
groups around the country.
Right.
You're going to see people coming together and working to change the candidates, change the politics, change the policies, and we didn't get it in 2012 in no small part because the top of the Republican ticket did a version of Obamacare in Massachusetts. But that's not going to be true in 2014, and I don't think it's going to be true in 2016. I think you're going to see a real revulsion against what has happened, is happening, and some big changes are coming, and the Democrats are beginning to sense it, which is why in the House, 39 Democrats voted with the Republicans on that bill on Friday.
The Upton bill?
Yep.
Which was basically to guarantee people if they liked their insurance policy before, they could have it, they could get it, they could keep it or get it back. Did I summarize that well?
That is, and also he added a provision that if the policy was good before October 1st, a new policyholder can buy it.
That passed the House. Will that pass the Senate?
They'll try to block it, but I think you have a half a dozen Democrats there running for re-election next
right.
year who know that they are getting hammered on this, and they may just force a vote because they're going to
passage...
say to the leaders, well,
go
the
ahead.
President may veto it, but then the Democrats know they're going to get hammered with this.
But if that actually passed and we're put back into law, that basically just nullifies Obamacare, doesn't it?
For a year, yes. And then it's going to be very hard.
For a year.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, and this is what the White House realizes, no one has an appetite to go back to October 1st.
Right.
And they'll just start to do this permanently.
Right, right. So as you say, the grassroots are going to start, the people in the grassroots are going to start, and this is what I've been saying for a long time, Steve, is small business owners, I've been encouraging small business owners, I don't care what party you're affiliated with, to get involved in this thing, because I believe, Steve, what's good for small business is good for the world. And so if we can get our values, our Main Street values, more on the front line, more at the debate table, then I think we can make America get it back to where it ought to be. But here's the problem. When the grassroots folks look around, they may not see what they're looking for in the Republicans or the Democrats. Is this a time when a third party could emerge seriously?
You might see it on some local levels, some states in the country. But we have a primary system, and I think you're going to see a lot of activity in the primaries next year.
Yeah.
Where they're going to say, we don't care what the label is, we're going to choose different candidates.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, I know that the there was a third party in Virginia. I'm not sure. He probably made a difference. He might have made the difference, but that's one of the issues. Isn't it interesting that there aren't really any Democrat I guess we had we did have Mr. Nader for a while there, but there just doesn't seem to be many Democrat third party candidates out there. Steve, thanks again for being here. Good job. Thanks for all the years you've been supporting us, and thanks for all the great work you do out there in the marketplace.
Thank you, Jim. Keep it up.
Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. Forbes.com, by the way, is their outstanding website. He'll be back another day. I will be, too, continuing to celebrate our 16th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.